Gittin, Zion Adorate Tav Shalom Test, March 6, 1979,
Tuesday. The prize into a case where the Balchim designated the Tefes as Ishliach to grab on his behalf. The Lord Kipirish Rashi, the period they come and see, the Yos Ishliach, the Kulaal Mekot. Rashi says, in Volnitsie, so he says, is that the Tefes Balchim Mokim Chav Lachirim is Lui Kone. So in other words, but if the nation made him into a shliach, appointed him into a shliach, so then he can grab. So he says, no, they chilim, the apiloyos shliach shlichu, vischiyim itam shliches, kidimucha b'chay kamu v'metziyeh. So he says, it doesn't make any difference. Because so first Tesis is Masikam Rashi on the basis of Svar. So he says, we couldn't distinguish between the case of Osi Shliach and Olosi Shliach. Because since he is Mitam Shliches, so Mele, even if Loyosi Shliach is the Shliach. So what difference should it make? Now, on this question, this is not such a double portion. Because there is a machlekes l'shenim as whether schiyeh is mitam shliches or schiyeh is not mitam shliches. So we could say that the shita of Rashi is that schiyeh is not mitam shliches. But it is usually assumed that this question is whether schiyeh is mitam shliches or schiyeh is not mitam shliches is told in the Tukya Soyuz in Gimorah Zemesha Tafainal. There the Gimorah says, Ein Zochim Li Nochre, Avol Zochim Li Kot. So there is a girl say, Ein Zochim Li Akum, Avol Zochim Li Kot. And then there is a girl say, Avol Zochim Li Kot Mid Rabon. Avol Zochim Li Kot Mid Rabon. Does anyone have a Gimorah Ben Tzir? There's a Gimorah Ben Tzir. Okay, thank you. Now the Gemara said it first, the final aleph with base. So the Gemara said it at first. Yikedamai. Omar Ravashi, ki amrina nishlichas l'nochi hami mili inu lididon. Avala nam li lidu havu nishliya. Vod Ravashi b'dusi. Mai shni inu lididon d'lod b'chsi vatim gamaton rabi shlachachem. Matem negris, hamshlachach negris. Ananu lidu nami. Matem negris kom. El hod Ravashi b'dusi. Rabino Omar, Nei Nishlichas Linochi Lesley, Tzchiyah Midrabon and Yisle. Mide de Haba Akot. Kot Mlaab Apol Gavdu Lesley Shlichas. Yisle Tzchiyah Midrabon on. Hoche Name Lo Yishne. That's the Gersa that we have in our text. But there is another Gersa. Kot Name, Kot Mlaab Apol Gavdu Lesley Shlichas. So the Gemara says, Loi, Yisroel also Lechval Shlichas. Akum Loi also Lechval Shlichas. So Akum has no Shlichas Yid Midrabon. And has no schiyah in midrabanan. But there is a girl say cotton aval gav less lishlichas isli schiyah midrabanan, and there is a girl say isli schiyah, and they say it means isli schiyah midrabanan zochim cotton midrabanan. So it is assumed that those who say Islay, Schiem Rabbonon, hold the Schiem and Tam Schlichtes. So, only with Rabbonon, we can say Zochen Nikoton, not with the Reis. But those who are Geras Islay Schiem, not Islay Schiem Rabbonon, so they can hold that Schiem is Lam Tam Schlichtes. Lam Tam Schlichtes. So, now Rashi doesn't mention here Islay Schiem Rabbonon. He just says here, Islay Schiem. So it seems that Rashi's Gilse was, that Zochen Nikot Midreis, if Zochen Nikot Midreis, so Rashi can agree with the Shite, that Tzchi is Lav Mitam Shliches. So the Mele, that Kashi doesn't apply to Rashi. So too, there is no Aloche of Zochen by Tei Vitu Balchim Mokim Shechav Lachim. But there is Aloche of Shliches. Because Shluch Ishlon Kameitzi. So just as the Balchim himself came back, even though it's Havlache, so the Shliach can also go. But then the Tezis mentions another Kashi. Uloiki Milosh Rashi appeared to become a Mitzir was a Shliach Nikola on the Kone. They in Chiluk, that the Uloi was a Shliach Shluch Eho, this Chiyah Mitam Shlichas, ki the Mucha Lepere Kama in Mitzir, who in Fere came in Amuda. Who in Fere came in Amuda. So this kashi is no kashi against Rashi. But Teisa says to another kashi, and it's from the Gemara in Ksuvetz, after Rosh Yishluach, Kedim Mucha Lefere Kakeitzi, Gabilim Abba Choshe, Yom Alu Yishluchay, and still the Gemara said that we applied Alochel, Hatem Vizu Balchei, Rimokei, Shechav Lachel, so that kashi is a kashi against Rashi. In other words, the kashi on the basis of Svori is no kashi because Rashi Shite could be that Tzchiye is love with Am Shlichas. But the kashi from the Gemara in Ksuvetz. That's a kashi. Now let's see what's the context of that Gemara. Now the Mishneh Bachpidalet in Ksuvetz mentions a machlekes between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. Now there is a loch in the Talpil Yasmin Loi Mishtab. So if Reuven, let's say, borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then Reuven died, so if he left Nichsed Loi Naidem, Kakoyes, real estate, Sodeis, buildings, real estate, so then the Malve, Shimon, can come and collect from the real estate because there is a shibut. But suppose Reuven did not leave any real estate, he only left mitalteli. He has nichsedinaide mitalteli, so mitalteli yasmelo mishtab. The Balchem himself from the Levi himself mitalkatve. So as long as Reuven was alive, so Shimon could even grab his coat in payment of the debt. But from the saving, from the Yoshi, he can only collect if there are kakois. But mitalkoi not. So mitalkoi yasmo le mishta. So then the Mishneh that Pidale mentions, so Ratalkoi says that even though there is no shibuta mitalkoi, but if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then Reuven died, and Reuven, let's say, he had some movable property, let's say he had a boat. A boat is mitalteli. So if the boat is in the reshus of the Yoshim, let's say, they have their own lake, the mess, the deceased, had its own river, his own river, or his own lake. And then the boat is standing, is anchored in the lake that belong to Reuven, for Reuven. So then Shimon cannot be tefes in the boat. He cannot even go. But if the boat is in the Rishus Arabim, not in the Rishus of the Yoshim, so then Rav Tarfon says that even after the death of the Levi, the Malvi can come and grab. Even though Mitalkal Yasim is going Mishnah. Mitalkal Yasim Mishnah. So, this is what Rav Tarfon says. Rav Akiva Imeir. No. רב טאופן, רב עקיבס סנור. אם ירחם למדין, ינוס לו יוש. So this is what רב עקיבס says. We pass like רב עקיבס, not like רב טאופן. But רב טאופן שיטה is, that even though mitaltel yasma loy mishtabde, so mimele, if the mitaltel ima already in the mishus of the yoshi, so then the malve cannot collect. But if the mitaltelim happened to be upon the death of the Levi in the Rishus Rabbi, so then the malve can be taken in payment of the debt. Then the Gemara mentions a story. Yema Bachoshe Harumosik Bizuze Bahu Gav. Yema Bachoshe was the malve. He had lent money to someone. A certain person, shochet, so the Levi died, v'shovik harve, and he left the boat. Omer v'shluchei, so yema b'choshe the malve, said to that staff, paid down the rates, zil tafse nele, ozul tafse. So he told the shliach to grab the boat in payment of the debt. Pogu b'rapopi rabune b'rid rabishua, they were also balechives of that deceased. And they saw that the shliach of Yom Bachoshe was trying to grab the boat, so they told him, you are grabbing on behalf of Yom Bachoshe at our expense. We are also balechim. The Yom Rabbeich Latim Bachim of Shechav Lacherim Lui Kame Tapseinu. Some people they grab. They want the balechim. The balechim is themselves. Rav Papa Mimlach Luche Rav Nibrida Bishay Mamtachlo Biushle. Maroma, anokanilikule, maroma, anokanilikule. Poke barat pinchas barame, omalu, rabu, shibul, damu, tabaye, vushe, tibur, munochim, beshus, rabi. Vinushe, tibur, munochim, beshus, rabi. So in other words, they all did it according to Raptal. Even though we don't pass like Raptal, we pass like Rabakir. But they held like Raptal. So Mimele, so that's the Kashi. So you see, it's a Gemara Mefereshes. Here, Yema Machoshe designated a Shliach. He appointed someone as a Shliach to grab. And still, Rav Pope and Rav Nebrit Rav Yeshua told him, Mati Vizmalchim Mokei, Shechav La'achirim. Mokim Shechav La'achirim. So you see that the Aloche, that even by us a Shliach, the Aloche of Tim Vizmalchim Mokim Shechav La'achirim applies. Now, that seems to be a very strong kashi. Then the Roshin Bom Mitzie, mentions another kashi against Rashi. Oh, that is the Roshin Bom Mitzie in Steinmosin. Paragraph Chobzai. So, אנחנו רפקיד דם תבאי המקביל מציל חביר לכל חביר. מייתי מהבטים לחיים בקשורך לאחירים, חלטים לחיים בשבילך לאחירים לקונת. אף לא עושה באוכים שליח וכוס עבדי על שוי. דילב כל כמיני לזקי זה ולא חיב לאחירים. ועל איסן אחירים לכוס עבדי על שוי. ועל השליח כבם שלח, לא חיב לאחיר. כי דימוך על בקסובץ. גבי אימא בחושש שאומר לשלוחי תפייס לי. מי בלחי? ואף לא חמור רפוק רבוני ותרבישו את דילבחים בקשורך לאחיר. סטייסס קש. ואית, מגוף ודמאס ניסן בוי רב נחמן למינק, מיוני ליוני מחלקס, ואוסו, אוסו, שליח, דיומת נורי, וקוטונה דוריקונו, משום דחב לאחרים. בקוד גמור הם בו מציע. בגמור הם בו מציע. Now, the Gemara in Bamitzi, the Mishnah Bamitzi says, "Hoyarichiv al gabe behim or daftes on the base. Hoyarichiv al behim or viroes amtzi. Vomer chavir et noli. Not la vomer anizochisi bo zochapo. Im mishenosnu la yom anizochisi bo tchilo la yom aklo. Na nos. Mishem yiris apeya vomer reizu yiplin yoni. Rabbe zayim a zochal. Yesei machleikis. Vrachom meimri itlenu lo onanim tzolishi. Omer ule. Omer bishir alayim. Machleikis. Mioshalon. The machleikis between Rabbe zayim a rachom meim is regard. Mioshalon. If the oshia was milaki de peya. Was marked the payer for a certain money. The rabbis are so about me the boy marked Nixi, the Aboni, the Hosele Hashname Hosele, who made his own Nafsh of the Hab, the Rabon and Sabah had Migamdinon, Migamdinon, Abomoni, Loni, the Hakon Zochle, the Migri Zochle, even though Ativis Lachim of Shahalachim is Likone, but Sin sees himself an Oni, so he has the alternative, is the Yode, to be Zechim the payer for himself. So Migri, the boy is Zochle Nafsh, Zochle Hab. So the machlekes is Reb Lezer holds that we do say migedi boy zochel nafshe zochel chavre, and the rabbanon of Reb Lezer say we do not say migedi boy zochel nafshe zochel chavre. Domitzie haklanim etzlo utnan hoyarichel galban behimo viroes samtzie viomel chaveir itnoli not lo vomer ani zochisi bo zochabo. I amre bishleim imoni loni machlekes. So the machlekes between Rabbi and the Rabbanon is whether even Meon Leoni we say Migdi Boy Zochle Nafshe Zochle Chavre. So Rabbi says we do say by Meon Leoni Migdi Boy Zochle Nafshe Zochle Chavre, and the Rabbanon say we don't say Migdi Boy Zochle Nafshe Zochle Chavre. So Memele this Mishnah can accord with Rabbanon. So that's why even though Ruvein was Reichav al Gabe Chameir Gabe Behemo. And he saw a mitzvah, and Shimon was standing near the mitzvah. So Reuben said to Shimon, "Pick it up for me." And then Shimon picked it up, and then he said, "Ani zochisibo." So he zochibo. Why? Because he is a tefesil balchei b'mokei. What did Shimon try to do? Shimon tried to be zeche for himself. And so that was effective. Why? Because Amagbiya Mitzil Chaveire is Loikon Chaveire. So the first moment when Shimon picked it up, even though he picked it up on behalf of Ruvein, so Ruvein was not Zeichet, because he stayed with Balchim Mokim Shechav Lachere. So that's why Iyamet Mishlim Wonon Machlekes must be Siman Rabboni. El Yamret Yoshe Moni Machlekes Wonon Wonon Divrakel Zochaloi. Oh, man, Eloi Rabboni Eloi Rabbeza. Man, Eloi Rabboni Rabbeza. So the Gemara says, Maslis Omalei Maslis Ndo Matchilo. In other words, when the Mishnah says, Oma Nizo Chisi Bo Zochabo, so it is reference to the case where Shimon said, the first moment when I picked it up, I had in mind to be zeichah myself. Not that the first moment I had in mind to be zeichah for you, and then I changed my mind. So Rav Nachman assumed that the pshat in the Mishnah is that Shimon, the first moment when he picked up the mitzvah, he had in mind to pick it up for Reuven, and then he changed his mind. And still the Mishnah says that he can change his mind. So it's a raya from the Mishnah that Amagbi Mitzil Chavere is Loikon Chavere, and we do not even say Migdi Boy Zochle Nafshe Zochle Chavre. But over there in the Mishnah, he Ruvein appointed Shimon the Shliach. He said, "Noli," in other words, "Pick it up for me." So we see, and still the Gemara applies the aloche of Ativis Balchim Mokim Shechav Lachirim. So it's a raya that the aloch of Tivachim Shechav Lachirim applies even to a case where he appointed the teifes and the shliach. So that's two kashas. Now, in line with what I said last time, so the Nesives in Simen Reisha and Hei, he answers both kashas. He answers both kashas against Rashi. Now the Ktzeis in Simen Reisha and Hei gives a deichak teretz. I mean, even though it is true, al pidikduk. So he mentions from a pidikduk sefer of one of the rishonim that the Rashi's lashon is loy konet, loy konet. Dafyulam Dalev, Kidgoma Biksuves, the last book we may leaves, we escape its Nelo, the Hab Leilo, Miachas on Yose, Isse Hanese Shliach, Litvis. So the Tse says that the term nation, and he mentions Rais from certain Svorim, from the Valedigduk in the medieval ages, that the term Neshe is a Shema Mishutev for the Leiv and the Malv. The Leiv and the Malv. So in other words, when Rashi says, usually the term Neshe, V'aneshe bo l'kachas es shnei ha'ilodim. V'isha achas. V'ishe yavim tzuhako l'alisho. That's the aftore of Eiro. So Vaneshe Bolakahas Shnealodi. So what does Aneshe mean there? He means the Malv, the creditor. But he mentions from say he cites certain sayings in Dikduk Svarim that say that Neshe is Hashem Amshutev with Malv and Lelevi. So he says, when Rashi says, Miacha shall also say Haneshe Shliach Litreis. So Rashi means, as since the Neshe, the Leve, did not make him Shliach. In other words, if the Leve will tell a certain person, you grab from me, I mean, that's very strange. I mean, because then he's not even a Tevez. If the Leve tells a certain person, I owe, let's say, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And Reuven says to Levi, I owe Shimon $1,000, you grab from me. Doesn't even make sense, I mean, you grab from me. If the Levi tells him, you grab from me, that means he doesn't grab. It's not shayach to discuss a minion of Tevez L'Balchem here. So this is a deicha. I mean, but this is what the Ktzei says. However, the Nisives in Simon Reishaynei, he gives a very long disheterence. And it's in line with what I said. Last time I mentioned to the Nisivis. He says, there are two shayas. In other words, this we can say, if Sri is Lavan Tam Shlechis. So then, when someone is Tevez L'Balchev, Rimokim Shechav L'Acherim, we have to consider two questions. First of all, we have to consider it from the point of view of Zochon L'Odim Shalim Fon. And if he was, so even if he wasn't appointed a Shliach, but there is a Loch of Zochin, so if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Reuven also borrowed $1,000 from Yehudim, there are two Malachites. And then a Levi, Meilo, grabs from Reuven when this is at the expense of Yehudim. So the question is, from the point of view of Zochin Lodno Shalom Bifono, can Levi be Zeiche for Shimon when it is to the detriment of Yehudim? Of Yehudim. But then, if he was appointed a Shliach, if Shimon appointed Levi as a Shliach, so then we have to consider two questions. First of all, even if he was appointed a Shliach, so it's Ligora, than if he wasn't appointed. Whether, from the point of view of Zochin, he could grab. And then, since Levi was designated by Shimon as Shimon Shliach to grab from Reuven, whether, from the point of view of Shlomo Shlonike, may he say he could do it. Maybe if he wasn't appointed Shliach, so from the point of view of Zochin, he couldn't grab. Lav Baroche, as Rashi says. It's not, he has no right to grab for somebody else when it is at the expense of somebody of a third party. But if the Balcheiv appointed him as a Shliach and told him to do it, so then he has a right, because the Balcheiv has a right. So Memele Shimon himself could grab. So Memele Shulchan 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 may say, he represents, Levi represents Shimon. We could say that. So we say, so according to Teisves, we don't say, Shluchei Shalodom Kimei say when it is at the expense of another person. We don't say the Baldomor himself, yes, but to appoint somebody else to represent him when it is to the detriment of another person, that not, so there is no Shlichasim. But the Ran, I mentioned last time, the Ran in explaining the distinction between Mitzi and Matone. Why is it? Because the Gemara in Shtaimorzi mentions three klolim. By get, so the, in order that the Yishe should be kene the get, when the get is thrown into a chotzer, so there are two prerequisites. First of all, it must be mishtamer the chotzer. And then she must be imed misat chatzero. Even if it is mishtamer, so she could not become goreshes, if the woman does not stand misat chatzero. That's by get, because get is a chay. By matone, since it is chuz, so it doesn't have to be mishtamer, and it doesn't have to be, if she doesn't have to be imed misat chatzero. By mitzie, mishtamer it has to be. But he doesn't have to be the zeich in the mitzvah does not have to be aiming b'sat chatzir. Does that if it's mishtamer it's over. So the ran is the kashim on epshech. Mitzvah is a schuz. So if mitzvah is a schuz, so just as by matone, so he can the mikam matone can be zeich when the matone is thrown into his chotzer. Even if it's not mishtameir, not only if it's not imisat chatzir, even if it's not mishtameir, so by mitzir too, even if it's not mishtameir. So Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz, Ishim Kubetzes Mo Mitzir, they say that actually the prerequisite of mishtameir applies to matone also. But my matone, where it's das acheres makne is on, and the nesim throws it into the chotzer, so he stands in the chotzer when he throws in the chotzer. So then the nesim is mishame the chotzer, so it is mishame. Mashiach ba mitzie, if it's not mishame, and the baal chotzer who wants to be zeich in the mitzie is not him in the chotzer, so it's not mishame. This is what Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz says. But the Ran says something else, that the only reason is to why matone, so one can be zeich. Even if it's not mishtameir, is because matoni is eschus, so zochlon shol bifonov, so it's zochlon, so it's zochlon shol bifonov, so the melee becomes the shliach, so the chotzer becomes the shliach of the baal chotzer. So that's only by matoni ichan. Mashin ki ba mitzie. So the chotzer couldn't become the shliach of the baal chotzer to be zeich in mitzieh, because in order to be a shliach of the baal chotzer, he has to be designated by the baal momeh. So by matone, so when the nesim throws the matone, the chayfetz, into the chotzer or the mikabel matone, so at that point he in effect designates the chotzer as the shliach of the baal chotzer. In other words, it's not like in Minu HaShliches, where the Mishalach appoints the Shliach as the Shliach of the Mishalach. Here, the Neisei appoints the Chotzer as the Shliach of the Bala Chotzer, of somebody else. So there's a Lochet, so Yishluch Shvah Momen. But by Mitzia, there is no Bala Momen, so Memele, there cannot be Shliches. So it can only be Mitam Yad. If it's Mitam Yad, so it has to be Mishtamer. If it's not, so it has to be Emin Tzad Chatzere. But if it's not Emin Tzad Chatzere, not. But if it is Mishtamer, so then it is considered an extension of Yad anyway, because it's the derech of people to store their mitzies in a chotzer that is Mishtamer. This is how the Ran says it. And the Ran says it in Rashi. The Ran says that in Mitzieh in Rashi. So that means that according to the Ran, so the reason is why Tefes Balchim Mokim Shachav La'Achirim is Lo Yikoneh is because he is not a Shluchei Shel Baal HaMomeh. He is not a Shluchei Shel Baal HaMomeh. Now, so this is how the Nisives explains the Halacha of Tefes Balchim Shachav La'Achirim according to the Ran. Now, the Ran is also Chelik on Rashi. The Ran is chelik on Rashi, and the Ran holds that the tefes balchivim mokim shachav la'achirim is loy kone even if osi shliach. But it's two separate reasons. In case where loy osi shliach, so then we could only consider it from the point of view of Zohin. So then the reason is why we don't apply the aloha of Zohin, because there is no Zohin for one when it is a chay for the other. There is no Zohin for one when it's detrimental to somebody else. But that's the aloha in Zohin. There is no aloha in Shliches, that there is no aloha of Shluchishon Kameisei if it is to the detriment of another person. Because since there is a loch of Shulchan Kemeisei, so the Shliach represents the Mishalach. So just as the Mishalach could grab, even though it is to the detriment of the other Balchei, so the Shliach representing the why one could not be teves. One could not be teves on the basis of zochim, even without shliches, because there is no halach of zochim when it's halachim. But why shouldn't he be able to be teves when he was explicitly designated shliach by the Balchei? That's because we require shluchesh avamon. So that's the shita b'ram. So Rashi also, the Nisiva says, Rashi also agrees with that shita, except that Rashi holds, when do we apply the halacha of shluchesh balamomein? Only when there is a balamomein. But when there is no balamomein, not. Now, so then the Nisiva mentions the Teisves in Bob Mitzia, the Fainalef, I asked you to go over the Teisves. So Teisves says that a goy, an akum, could not tell, let's say, Ruvein, to be zeche in his chayfetz on behalf of Shin. On behalf of Shin. Not of Shin. Why? Because Shri is in Tam Shliches, and since in Shliches La'akum, so Mimele, he could not, so he has to be Shin. So it's not Shluchesh Bo'amamein, because when a Yisrael tells Ruvein to be Zeche in a Chayfetz on behalf of Shimon, so then Ruvein is a Shluchesh Bo'amamein, because the Baal Amamein, the one who owns the Chayfetz, so he appoints, he designates Ruvein as the Shliach of Shimon, to be Zeche for Shimon. But where Anakum is the Baal Amamein, and the Yishlich is La'akum, so Mimele, when Ruvein is Zeche in the Akum's Chayfetz on behalf of Shimon, so he's not the Shluchesh Bo'amamein because he's in Shlich is La'akum. But then Teisa says, but suppose there is a Chayfetz of Hefker on the Karka, and the Akum tells Ruvein, be Zeche in that Chayfetz of Hefker on behalf of Shimon, then Shimon is Zeche, because since it's Hefker, it has no Bo'amamein, so then it doesn't require an appointment by the Baal Amamein. So in other words, so Teisa says the finale from Mitzia, that when is there a prerequisite of Baal Amamein? When the Chifetz has him on a Baal Amamein. But when the Chifetz has no Baal, he not. Oh, but the Nisiva says there is a distinction between, but so then so it seems that Teisves and the Ran Achirik, because the Ran mentions Ligana Mitzia, the reason is why a chotzer cannot be zeiche in the mitzie for the bala chotzer, because we require shluchesh ba'amamein. But Teisves in Bo'amitzia says we only require shluchesh ba'amamein if there is a ba'amamein. But in hefker, when there is no ba'amamein, so an akum can tell Ruvein to be zeiche in the chevich of hefker on behalf of Shimon, for Shimon. So that Nisiva says, and that's one washing in the Ramban in Ilum Tzies, in Bo'amitzia, that there is a distinction between avede, La'achayush, and Hefker. Because Hefker means it has no binding. And Aveide La'achayush has a binding. But there is a hetasphere, just like Aveide Sakum before, even without Yush. So there is a hetasphere, so everyone can be Zeche. So Aveide Sisroel, La'achayush, everyone has a right to be Zeche. But until someone is Zeche, who is the binding? The Baal Aveide is the binding. So the Mele, the Ran, says it like Abimitziye, because there is a Balamoni. So there we require Balamoni, Shluchesh Balamoni. Mashiach in Teitzve says it like Abihevkia. There is no Balamoni, it's ownerless property. So the Mele, we don't require Shluchesh Balamoni. So the Nisiva says that Rashi agrees with the Ran, that there are two separate reasons as to why Tivz Balchim, Mokishachav La'achim, Mishlikone, in the case where it was not appointed, the Shliach, so then we have to consider it from the point of view of Zochim, so there is no Zochim when it's at the expense of somebody else. In the case where it was appointed Shliach, then we can consider it from the point of view of Shulchan Kemeisi. So the Aloch of Shulchan Kemeisi should apply to a case where it's Chavachim. But there we have different reasons as to why we cannot be a Teifes. The Shliach cannot be a Teifes. Because we require Shluchei Shabbat Amamein. But when do we require Shluchei Shabbat Amamein? Only when there is a Baal Amamein. Only when there is a Baal Amamein. So Rashi Shita is that normally when a Baal Chayv, when a Leve owes money to a Malve in as much as there is Shivis Nechosim, Shivis Nechosim, so all the Nechosim are Meshubet to the Malve, so if Ruve borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and he borrowed $1,000 from Yehudi, so then Ruve, the Leive, is not considered a Balamome. Balamome means that he has absolute title in the Mome, but he doesn't have absolute title in the Mome. There is a lien possessed by Shimon and by Yehudi. So the Mele Ruvein is not even considered as Balamone. So the Momein of Ruvein, the relative to the Balachimes, to Shimon and to Yehudi, is like Momein Shalevke. So what does this in Momitzia say? That by Momein Shalevke, an Akum can tell Ruvein to be Zeiche for Shimon in the Chivet Shalevke. Because since it has no Balamomein, so we don't require Shluchei Shal Balamomein. So, vis-à-vis a Leive who is Nechosim al-Mishuvet, to Ruvin is Nechosim al-Mishuvet, to Shimon and to Yehudeh. So, Ruvin is not considered a Balamome, because he doesn't have real title in his Mome. It's Mishuvet. So, Mimele is not a real Balamome. If he's not a real Balamome, so Mimele, we don't require Shlosh Balamome. So, it's like Mom Shal Hefkia, that Jesus says. So, I mean, it's something strange. So according to Nisibes, Mitzia is considered to have more of a Balamomein than Momein that is Mishubet Balchit. But so the Nechosim of Ruvein, in view of the fact that they are Mishubet to Shimon and to Yehude, and so Ruvein is not considered a Balamomein. So Mimele, Rashi says, if Shimon appointed Levi as a Shliach to grab from Ruvein, so that on the basis of Shlomo Kabeis, he can grab. But if Loyos is Shliach not, so now there is no Kashe. Now there is no Kashe from the Gemara in Ksuves. The Gemara in Ksuves of Yema Bachoshi has reference to a case of Nitalpin, a boat. Yema Bachoshi was the Malve of the Ahu Gavre, the deceased, and he didn't leave any Kakoiz. But what did he leave without him? So Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, so the Baal Chayv couldn't even grab, because without him Yasmin and Mishtab. But Rabbi Talton says, even though without him Yasmin and Mishtab, but as long as the without him are not in the issues of the ocean, so the Baal Chayv has his schus to grab. But Mishumet it isn't. The moment the boat will be taken into the custody of the Yoshim, so then even Yema Bachoshi himself wouldn't be able to grab. So Mimele, the Yoshim are considered Balamomi, because the Nechosim are not Mishubet to the Balachivis. Since they are considered Balamomi, so Mimele we require Shlomish Balamomi. So even if the Malve, even if Yema Bachoshe appointed the Shliach as his Shliach to grab, so it's not effective, because the Shliach was not appointed by the Balamomim. But in every other case of the Balchayim, in view of the fact that the Levis Nechosim al Mishuvet to the Malve, so Mimele is not the real Balamomim. And so Mimele there is no Kashif from the Gemorim of Metzir either, because according to the Nisibes, and that's one lotion in the Ramban, so Mitzia the Balaveini is considered as a Balamome. But everyone has a right to be Zeche. But until someone is Zeche, who is the Bailim? So the Bailim is the Balaveide. So Mele, there is a Balamome. If there is a Balamome, so Mele, the one who sees it, the one who is Zeche Balachamei here, so cannot appoint, he's not Balamome. The Balaveide is Balamome. So the Mele, he cannot appoint. The Reich of Hamei Ruvein cannot appoint Shimon as a Shliach to be Zeche, because Shimon was not appointed by Balamome. The Balamome, who is the Balamome? The Balaveide. This is what Nesime says in Simon Reishanim. Alright. Now, let's see what the Ram mentions in the Jewish of it. Yeah. All right. Shmayin Aminah. שהטיפל באחיו מוקים שאין אחד לאחרים כאן? In other words, here the Gemara says טיפל באחיו מוקים שחב לאחרים is לא כאן. The implication is that טיפל באחיו מוקים שאין אחד לאחרים is כאן. Let's say if Rubin just borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, but he didn't borrow $1,000 from anybody else, and then Levi grabs the Nechosi of Rubin on behalf of Shimon, so it's effective. Kosa for him, Zal Bichuve. He daf ke be mokim di ke kseide de balche. Ki gim be geitzis. Di li tof isli mafsik maud ala gamle. Mishum dawe mit halto le yas, mishtam balche. Li din di gmoy. Di name be gamle di mafsik di chse. Now, there is out. So the Rif says in the Chuve that when do we say that teif is balche, vi mokim shaloi char lache, where there is no Adam Alvei, is kone, that is, if there is a hardship situation for the Balchei. If the circumstances are such, that if the Balchei, if let's say, Levi will not grab from Reuven on behalf of Shimon, so then, Shimon will sustain an irretrievable loss. For example, let's say he's against us. Let's say Reuven is against us and he's expected to die any moment. So then if Levi and he owes Shimon $1,000 and Reuven, who is against us, now has no real property, he has no kakoyes, he has only mitaltelin. So if he dies, so then Shimon will not be able to collect his debt. So under such circumstances, if Levi is grabs from Reuven, so it's a fact. In view of the fact that it's loy chav lachim, he says, "Kim geis loy tovis mashman al gamu shadam talti yasu shadam lachim midin igmor." In amu begavu the mafzik nichse. In amu oni miyered mechosov. Let's say if he anticipates that Reuven is going to declare himself in bankruptcy, and then it'll be impossible to collect the debt, so then Levi has a right to grab from Reuven on behalf of Shimon, if it's not chavachim. So b'chiyo amrin on dikon chaveirei, b'takone hu shiiskinu, hoi loi balchi vomi, v'yoch lifreu balchi vashi ish leetzlei loi, ela arizei imalei, lal balvorin dipia, v'shemilei. It's a big chidush in the Rif. So in other words, the Rif shite is, that midir I say, not only tefis balchi v'mokim shechav l'achirim z'likonei, im tefis balchi v'mokim sheloi chav l'achirim z'likonei, but it's a special takone. A special takone. The tevis b'alchiv imokim shechav la'achirim. Tevis b'alchiv imokim shechav la'achirim should be kone. Shmokim shaloi chav la'achirim should be kone. When were the chachomim misake that he should be kone? Only in a hardship situation. But in a non-hardship situation, the chachomim were not misake, then it's uknila deraisa. So in other words, the shite of the Rif is, the shita of the Rif is that midraise, the union of chav achirim is not important. Midraise, who can grab from the leve, the malve himself. But somebody else cannot grab. And it's mashma from the Rif, shtuve, that even if the leve, that midraise, even if the malve would appoint, let's say, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and he didn't borrow from anybody else any money. Shimon is the only Balchayim. And even if Shimon will appoint Levi as his shliach to grab from Reuven, with the rice, it's not effective. Why? Because Reuven can say to Levi, Lavol Dvorim Didiyat, do I owe you anything? What right do you have to grab from me? I owe Shimon, let him come. But me some ho, I mean, you are not my Baldvorim. As a matter of fact, there seems to be a riot from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that a Balchev, if he has, let's say, if Reuven has a claim against Shimon, if Reuven has a claim against Shimon, he cannot appoint it there. He cannot appoint Levi as his there, unless he gives him a Kiyah HaShoye. Kiyah HaShoye means that he In English, it's called the power of attorney. But what it means, al pedin, ikei hashoyim, means that he becomes a partner in the claim of Ruvein. In other words, he assigns him a portion of the debt that Shimon owes him. So then he becomes a valdvoi. But if Ruvein has a litigation against Shimon, he's the plaintiff, he's the tevayah, and Shimon is the nitma. And Ruvein feels that he is weak, he is not a strong tailor. So he cannot appoint Levi as his tayin, because Shimon can tell Levi, I have no business with you. I don't want to mediate with you. Labal go on in the yad. Even though Ruvein appointed Levi as his shliach. Because Labal go on in the yad. So we see that Shmuel Rishon Kemeisei does not imply that he becomes a valdovo. Shmuel Rishon Kemeisei only implies that he can carry out a certain act on behalf of the Mishalach. But when another party is involved, the other party can say, I have no dealings with you. I don't want to litigate with you. So the melee, unless he gives him kiyach hashoy, so he assigns a portion of the debt, of the claim, whether it's a half, or a third, or a fourth, or a fifth, it doesn't matter how small a portion it is. So in other words, by giving him kiyach hashoy, he becomes a shutev. So he's himself a teveya. But otherwise, for shliches, he cannot become a teveya. He cannot be a teveya. So the Meir Dalif says, "Midraise even tevil malchim mokim sheloi chav lachem isloi kone." Even if was a shliach, because lavol born midiat, he cannot become a baldovo. He cannot become a baldovo. Now, but the amen v'sheni malchim itan Dalif. So the Rif Shite is that midraise doesn't make any difference. Chav lachem, not chav lachem. Even loi chav lachem. Lavol born midiat. But with the Rabbanon, the Chachomim are misakin in a hardship situation that b'mokim shloi chav la'achirim that it should be kone, but only in a hardship situation, but in non-hardship situation, so it be shloi chav la'achirim shloi kone, and even if was a shliach. But the other v'shein ma'achir l'kandari. So the question is, doesn't it appear from the Gemara in Mokamim Merube that a teveya cannot appoint somebody else as a teyan? Because the Nitva can tell the Shliach of the Teveya Laval Dvorim Diviyat. So we see that he doesn't become a Valdovo. If he doesn't become a Valdovo, how can he grab? How can he grab? So the other Rishenim hold that one can become a Valdovo on the basis of Shliches. But he can only become a Valdovo on the basis of Shliches relative to the Mishalach. So the Mele. So the Mele, the other Rishenim, Achil Kandarim, they say that if Ruvein borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and there are no other Balachedis, and then Shimon appoints Levi as Yishliach to grab from Ruvein, then Ruvein cannot say to Levi, who comes to grab, Laval Dvorim Diviyat, he says. You say so, but I represent Shimon, so Shluch HaShlomi Kemein say, and I can do everything that my Mishalach can do. I represent it. You don't like it? It's too bad. But Shluch HaShlomi Kemein say. But in connection with the litigation, so then the claimant, the Teveya, Ruvein, cannot impose it upon Shimon, that Shimon should have the burden of litigating with Levi. So in other words, Shluches, he can authorize. So Shimon can authorize Levi that Levi should have all the authority that he has, but he cannot impose it upon the Adamal Din that the Adamal Din should recognize this representation of the Teveya. So in other words, Fushliches with Keach HaShoye, so then he can force. So then the Shliach HaShoye can force the Nitva, that the Nitva should mitigate with it. Because then he becomes a Baldovo himself. But without Keach HaShoye, so relative to the Mishalach, he can represent the Mishalach. And he becomes a Baldovo also relative to the Mishalach. But he cannot become a Baldovo relative to the Nitva. So Memele the Nitva can tell him, Laval Dvorim Diviyat. So what will the Shliach of the Teveya say to him? I represent the Mishalach, fine. But I don't have to recognize the wishes of the Teveyah. Mashenkin, when it comes to grab, he doesn't ask him to recognize. He just grabs. He doesn't impose anything upon him. He just grabs. He takes away his coat. That's all. So whether the labor recognizes or not is not important. So that's why, if it's not Rav Lachine, so on the basis of Shliches, he becomes a Baldova too. But on the basis of Shliches, he couldn't impose upon the other Baldin the burden of recognizing him as a Baldova. All right, now let's see. Then, let's see what the Ritva says on the Zimbabwe. Das Rabbeinu, that's the Rav. The Riyom HaRativ is Balchiv Kone. Afilu B'loi Chav L'Acherim, Eloheche B'Shavye Balchiv Shliach L'Tevis. Do me that he looked at the Yema B'Achoshi, the Perik HaKesi, that who are we? The Oma L'Shluche B'Mitzvah Sinele, Eloheche B'Shavye Shliach, Eloi Rishus L'Tevis, Vafilu B'Mokei, Shloi Chav L'Acherim, V'Yishom Aloyidu Ochlav Baldvorim D'Diyat. Wie hoch er aber kann wohl ich habe ich schlecht. Weil wenn der Kabukit in die Beule mehr mehr ane, habe ich schon die Kabukit mehr 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 mit der Eite, mit das. Und mit das, die nicht was da passt. Hier kann ich nicht mehr schlecht. Das ist der Roshi. Wir lieben ihre, die Joche mit zwei, es war viel, obwohl ich habe ich schlecht. Mich schon die Sache, die Oden schon davon hat. Wenn ich habe die nicht was, gebe ich auch heil die Idach. So in other words, the Ritva-Shite is the contrary of the Ritva-Shite. The Ritva-Shite is that we derise. That we derise. So, take his bachim, mochim shaloi chav lachim, and his loi kono. Because laval dvoim di diat. Laval dvoim di diat, even if was a shliach. But, mid rabbonon, so in a hardship situation, so then it is kono. Only in a hardship situation. But in a non-hardship situation, it's ukma deraitse, so it's loi kono. Even if it's loi osi shliach. That's the shit of the reed. Even if it is osi shliach, so in a non-hardship situation, or in mid reise, in any situation, even if it's osi shliach, that's the shita of the rit. The shita of the rit is no, b'mokim shaloi chav l'achelim. So then, even loy osi shliach is kone mid reise. Why? Because fu shliche, fu zochin, he can become a baldova too. Whether he is tam shliches, he is lav tam shliches, fuzochim, so he can represent the malve fuzochim. And why does the Gemara say that a shliach that is does not have a kiyach hashoe, so the leve the nitva does not have to litigate with him, because without kiyach hashoe he cannot impose upon the nitva the burden of recognizing him as a malve. But relative to the Mishalach, he is a Baldova, and even if he wasn't appointed as a Shliach, that's the Shita of the Ritva. And then the Shita of the Ro is in between. So he says, if it's not Chav L'Acherim, then by also Shliach it is affected. But if it's Lo Yose Shliach, so even if it's Lo Chav L'Acherim, it's still ineffective. In other words, what's the shita of the Roh? The shita of the Roh is as follows. That if it's also shliach, so through explicit shliches, so then it can become a baldova relative to the mishalach. But if lo yose shliach, and we have to resort to the aloche of zochin lo'odem shalom fonov, so there is no, he cannot, through zochin, he cannot become a baldova. Only through explicit shliches he can become a baldova, but not through zochin. So we have three shittes. We have the shittes of Eve, and the shittes of Yitro, and the shitte of the world. Alright. Vim teima. The Hoche Koma Rabbi Echad, the Vachim Achish Chava Acherim, Likone, ופיר כמו מציר כל צבא מביל צל חביר כל נחבי ראי ויהו באותליה כתקום הראש סוף רבך מרב חיזדה דמטבי יריקונה מייטאי מעבדים ואחים וכשחב האחרים ויש להם עד רבי חל עם מציר ובלחי ישנה מציר דימי גדי זוכל נאפ שזוכל נמלכב סוף רב נחמן רב חיזדה they hold him bakhim akhsha khalakhim we kone and we don't say me the boy is a khalaf shul the zakhl naf shul zakhl ma khaf rab ye khna wa ba he holds him bakhim akhsha khalakhim we kone but he holds that me the boy is a khalaf naf shul zakhl ma khaf kone me wa omar afrid now let's say no the thesis with it kone ma nu ke ma shudani vim tema ווער ביכן לסלי טנקסלי די קומט אפיל קאמו מיט זיע א מגביע מיט זיע חבייר קונ חבייר ווי מיט מא מיש נסיין די קומט נו אין וואס מסחולי ווי תיר צעב נתעם די דאב קיי די דאס אחרס מאקניס א מגן טנקסלי ווי לוי בימ זיע so the first question that Jesus raises is hier a beginnen says nu is geschri und im bomelzie gab in the case war wir til habere so wenn die mach sein wir kommen nur wir haben schol so ich konnte wie sehen so you see the tell is not this thing wie die das haben kam die darf die da sache es mag nicht so aber wir denken geschri wir haben sie so hat mit tam places several limitations upon the principle of thinking so the first limitation that Hamitah mentions is the Tenkisri, we only say well it's Das Acheres Maknis, but not in the case of Mitzia where there is no Das Acheres. So in the Mishpat Loshen, if it's Das Acheres, so in the Mishpat Loshen 10 has the connotation of Sri, but if it's not Das Acheres Maknis, so in the Mishpat Loshen 10 does not have the connotation of Sri. Vim Tema. Now then Taisu says another question. Wie denn man da macht mit dem schlossen und bekommen mal was ist beim schlossen beim schlossen means by bekommen it can say of which tree the market the market in the zeh so the man da macht so das macht like between rap pop and raps wie dann the next step is to the law that a call beim schlossen applies to you also the beim schlossen of the mal with the lane in the zeh or it applies only to bekommen so according to the man da mal says that my mitzvah applies only to pikkudim, only to pikkudim. In other words, according to Rav Pope, that my mitzvah. According to Rav Zvi, that my mitzvah applies only to pikkudim. So the question, and my mitzvah is a possible time, it's a special takonis chachon. So why was it necessary for the chachon to be misaki my mitzvah in order to make business transactions more convenient, but why was it necessary to resort to a takonis of my mitzvah in order to enable the mafkit to give away, to assign the pikkudim to the zeich? To the Zeche. He could do it without recourse to my Mishloshti, by simply telling the Nivket, you give it to the Zeche. So tell his Kisri. We tell him, don't my Mishloshti, 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 don't my Mishloshti. So he says there is a big enough gift. There is one situation where on the basis of Tenkisri it wouldn't be shy, because when is a child to say Tenkisri if the one who is zeche for the third party, for the doni, for the mikabe, so he makes a kinyan. So what kind of kinyan? Yad or chotzer? But suppose the pikkudim is not in the chotzer, is not in the rishus of the nitke. Let's say Ruben deposited with Shimon a golden watch, and then Shimon gave it away to a watch repairer. He should fix the watch. And then Ruben, Shimon, and Levi are standing in the same room, and Ruben says, "Take the golden watch to Levi." So, if there hadn't been a takone of my mitzvah, then Levi wouldn't acquire title in the golden watch. Because on the base of Tenkes Sri, so Shimon has to make a Kinyan. So if Shimon keeps the golden watch in his pocket or in his drawer, so Hatzerek Yodei, so then he makes a Kinyan. But suppose he gave it away to the watch repairer, so he doesn't make any Kinyan. So how could Levi acquire title in the golden watch? But on the basis of my Mitzvoshti, if the three of them are standing in the same room, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuben says to Shimon, the golden watch that I deposited with you, even though it's in the shop of the watch repairer, so I want you to give it to Levi, so then Levi acquires title in it. So that's why it was necessary. Oh, another text. Oh, she yikta from Barakov or Shalivkin. Which verse is coming? Because they said that Yudkim Omid Beis mentions the Raya that my Mitzloshten is effective even Bal Kolche of the Nifket. Or Bal Kolche of